Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94WIP and Jack Daniels. Al Morganti, Ashlyn Sullivan here with you. We're going to warn you, a very slow week in Flyers news and NHL news. This is the dog day. There is just simply, there's not a lot to talk about. It is a slow time for hockey, but in a matter of, what, a month, we're heating up and we're talking a lot about it. But I think it goes to show, for this even still to be relevant, is noteworthy. These Flyers prospects that are playing very well in the junior showcase, there are a couple of options out, and the future is bright. We've been telling people that for a long time, but when they go out and prove it on the ice, it means even more.
Yeah, this was really a summer of like looking at prospects coming up. I mean, we're in Philly, let's face it. The Eagles are rolling into their training camp. I think actually game tonight, I think, or tomorrow night. The Phillies have brought in the best show in baseball to come in to close their games. So, you know, a couple of the winter teams kind of pushed in the background here, but doesn't mean stuff isn't going on. And that showcase that was out in Minnesota, just basically, I think it meant a lot more to the Finns and the Swedes than Canada and the U.S. coming in here. But for the Flyers, I think the exciting news for people that follow the prospects or their future was Berglund from Sweden. He's a big kid, 6'3", 6'4", various, you know, what there's with prospects. Their heights seem to change every week on what's going on. But a good, you know, we're looking at centerman for the Flyers. He had a heck of a tournament, 4 goals, 3 assists, physically dominating at times. And that's where I think you have to be a little bit careful. A lot of the headlines have been how well he played, and that's absolutely true. But he's a bigger kid, and you just get that advantage when you've got, you know, a good player and you're a bigger kid for a certain time. So I think, but it's important that he kind of took over games, and that was important. So, I mean, for the Flyers, for their fans, we've said it over and over again, the middle of the ice, and this guy, he's not going to be the most skilled player, but boy, a physical presence and a steady presence, that's a lot to ask for, that's a lot to get from a kid. So that's a real promising thing. So that was a really good showcase for him. We'll see what happens through this year. But I think I want to say a pleasant surprise to a lot of people on how quickly he's come along. And you don't want to put too much, you know, emphasis on it, but I think it's a real plus for the Flyers that this pipeline that they have. You got Luchenko now, and you've got some centers coming in here, man. It's like, you know what? This might all come together the way they're planning.
Yeah, it's a pipeline that I think is very unique to balance. We hear Danny Breer talk about this all the time. I feel like hockey, just the pipeline in itself, I think to the casual fan is a bit confusing, and you don't know the timing of it, and it's so specific to the team's pipeline and the certain player. Where I feel like at times we hear all about these great prospects, and fans are like, all right, well, let's go. Like, what are we waiting for? Where they have to be so specific of when it's the right time.
Yeah, and it's going to get even more complicated because the colleges have sort of taken a bigger role in this. So I think that's where it's like you can follow them a little bit more. Obviously, if a kid's going to Penn State, you're going to follow them just here. But I mean, the Flyers, you know, have a kid at going to Michigan State now. So that's going to be something to follow. I think it helps everybody. But in the fact that you even know the names, like, you know, we're dealing with a fan base that really knows a lot more about prospects than previously. Because in the past, like, go get a free agent, do this, do that. You weren't playing in the league. Not many people really followed your career at all. But right now, these kids, people are following them pretty readily because they know what the Flyers need. Look how we followed Michkov, but before he came over. So this is really, it's a plus for me for the entire league. But in the Flyers, especially right now, with a team that's kind of on the end of a rebuild, that they see kids and say, you know what, that could be a part of the future. We can move this guy because we've got another centerman coming up here. So it's cool to have that. And I think for him, it was an important showcase, literally, for him to come up and kind of push people around a little bit.
Right. And I know he wasn't the only prospect that we're excited about. There was another one that you were telling me about.
Heikki Ruohonen. The Finn. I think he's headed to Harvard, I think. You know what's amazing, Ashlyn? These kids are like 18, 19. they've already played like in three teams in Finland or Sweden, then come over and play in like Dubuque, and then go to maybe a place in Canada and play, and then shift over and play at Harvard or Michigan State or Penn State or wherever. It's remarkable to me when you look at the travels that they've had by the time they're 18, 19 years old. Mind you, no family there, just come in and just play. I mean, you're basically, and study at the same time. It's not like that's just tossed aside here. A lot of the kids going to Harvard. Well, at least he's got, he's not just got a cement block on his shoulders there. It's going to be, they had to, he was on the all academic. This is a lot of the discipline that goes on that I think people don't quite realize to play this sport, to leave home at 15, 16, 14, whatever it is, and just play and keep up with everything else that's going on. It's amazing for the guys that get there that the burnout hasn't happened because it's an awful lot to ask of a kid. But you see the mental makeup that it takes for a lot of these guys to get through to finally get there, whether that road ends in college hockey, junior hockey, whatever. By the time they got there, they did more than I did my first 50 years of life to get through traveling and getting there. But this Finn, he had a good tournament. When you look at international competitions for juniors or even below, there are certain key games. It's like in college, you look at some, you covered college football. There's Florida, Florida State, Miami, whomever. Like there's certain games you put more emphasis on, right? The Iron Bowl or whatever. Finns and Swedes, that's a big one. That's a big competition. And this kid played really well. Ironically, it was Berglund on the other side, played really well in that game. And I think that tells you a lot in a big game situation to come up and really play good like that. Now, mind you, neither of these guys going to light it up in terms of points, but solid players, good defensive skills, obviously, with the Finns to come in and play the overall game. So that was important. So it's cool to have these guys that you're following right now develop. And it's not just in Philly that you get the quote headlines or the storylines about these guys. It's everywhere that follows the sport that these guys had made a pretty big impact at this showcase here. So Flyers are, they're steadily improving in terms of talent that they have coming up, which is why I think Danny Briere was pretty confident when he said they'd kind of reached rock bottom here. And now it's like, okay, let's build for the top.
Right, because the hope is there with these prospects. And the hope is there really when you look at the Olympics and the stars that we're seeing right now in the Flyers, the major contributors, the Travi, of course, and yep. Rasmus Ristolainen and then the conversation as well. But we knew Travis Sanheim and Travis Konecny getting the invites from Team Canada for the upcoming Olympics. Very cool stuff. They talked about it a lot last season, what an honor it was to be considered and to make that team. And very cool that they're in the conversation yet again.
Yeah, it is. Now, Sanheim, I think, is pretty much a lock. I mean, we saw Konecny in and out of the lineup in that Four Nations. Doesn't hurt that Tockett's one of the coaches coming in. You've got Konecny. I think, although I don't particularly like the league shutting down at times, but the players love playing in the Olympics. And I think it's a plus for a player to put a season together to earn that spot. So if I'm Konecny and I'm like, yeah, I was on the Four Nations, but I was kind of in and out. A monster first half of the season will go a long way to putting me on that roster in Italy come Olympic time. So I think that's a really good kind of a carrot dangled in front of you to have that big season. Not that he wouldn't want anyway, because he's a unique character to me. When people now look at the Flyers, the first name you think of is obviously Michkov. And unfortunately, the Russians aren't going to be at that Olympics. Otherwise, I think he was a lock to play in that Russian team. But if you're Konecny, you want to be a good teammate and all. But if I ask you who's the best player on the Flyers, now Michkov was terrific, but the best player was Konecny.
Right.
but he's kind of been... because everybody wants new, right? Like he's coming in and what's the upside here? Everybody wants to buy the stock on the upside. And Michkov, great big things were expected of him or whatever. But I think Konecny at this point, I think he's got a there's got to be something there that says, I'm just kind of being taken for granted here. Everybody's looking at, we just mentioned the future's coming up. So I think he's got a lot to play for in terms of status right now with the Flyers. And to get that, the spot on the Olympic team would really help. Sanheim, I think, as I said, with that position, I thought he played pretty well in that tournament there. And I think he really earned recognition throughout the league in that. Otherwise, Risto, I don't know, with that injury. When he comes back, you know, how he's going to play. I mean, Finns play as a team, obviously. I have great admiration for the way the Finns play. But if he's really banged up, it might be a case that he can't have his best first half of the year, whatever. If he's healthy, I think there's no doubt that he's going to be a big player in that.
Right, and that's just the question. Is he healthy? When's he going to come back fully? All things we don't know right now. But we do know the prospects are hopeful and a couple of Team Canada stars on the Flyers. So hopefully going to be a good year for this team. But that's all we got this week for South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Heading end of summer here. So we'll see you then.
Yep, take it easy.